Chapter 6. A Walk in the Gardens. After the interview, Julia offered the teenagers a drink and they accepted happily. Julia asked Cindy, the maid, to bring 3 cups of tea with biscuits. She was clearly enjoying having an audience and explained that in Hollywood she used to drink champagne. After a long time, the maid came in noisily through a small door, carrying 3 cups of tea of different sizes. There was a packet of biscuits on top of the cups. Clumsily, she gave them the tea. Then she opened the packet of biscuits and left them in the middle of the table. "She didn't bring a plate. I'm sorry," said Julia, a little embarrassed. "Now there are only 4 of us here, so we don't use the main rooms and Cindy isn't used to having guests." Julia then opened 2 enormous photo albums and started to show Linda and Mark her photos, commenting on each one and explaining how popular she had been in the late 1970s. They noticed that as the years passed, Julia was less central in the photos. "That's me again, you see," continued Julia, trying to find her face at the back of a crowd. Linda and Mark started to feel sorry for Julia. It was clear that she hadn't accepted her loss of fame or that she was no longer young and beautiful. She told them that she had finally decided to sell her Hollywood home, change agents, and return to England, and she was now waiting for an interesting new opportunity. Linda was getting bored with the long descriptions of Julia's films, and so finally she asked to visit the gardens. Julia agreed, but told them to stay away from the stables because they were dirty and quite dangerous. Once outside, Mark and Linda walked around the enormous garden, and Mark took a few photos.
"It's nice here, isn't it?" he said. "I've been here once before with my dad." Julia wanted to know the value of the mansion and the gardens. "My dad is a lawyer, and he deals with house sales all the time. He understands things like that."
Finally, they went through a small gate to the cliff overlooking the beach. This was the place they had been the day before. The black rubbish bags were gone, but they noticed that the ground and grass were flat, as if something heavy had been dragged over it. Mark took a picture of this.
"Look, Linda," said Mark. "The marks go in the direction of the stables, and Julia told us not to go there. Let's check it out."
Despite Julia's warning, they went towards the stables. They saw some other large black rubbish bags outside the buildings. Curious, Linda ran to them. She wanted to look inside them, but this wasn't possible. A tall, handsome man came out of the stables. He was dressed in fashionable clothes, more appropriate for an office than for stables. They couldn't see his eyes because he wore dark sunglasses.
"Can I help you?" he asked.
"Julia gave us permission to look around the gardens," said Linda. "I'm doing a research project on old mansions, and this is very interesting for me."
"Okay," said the man. "My name is Edward, and I'm responsible for the gardens and stables here. I'll show you the rest of the gardens then."
"Oh no, we don't want to disturb you," said Mark. "We can just walk around by ourselves."
"No, it's okay," said Edward politely but firmly. He immediately led them away from the stables area. After about 10 minutes, he said, "Well, sorry, but I have work to do now. I'll take you inside and you can say goodbye to Julia."
But Julia didn't seem interested in talking to them when they returned, and they said goodbye very quickly and left the mansion. It had been an interesting morning. It was nearly 12:30 p.m. Mark offered to walk Linda home.
"It's okay, Mark," Linda said with a smile. "I can walk home alone."
No, it's fine. I like walking and talking to you," he answered, going just a little red.
Linda smiled to herself. She knew Mark liked her. It was becoming more obvious, and she really liked him too. As they walked to the village, Linda said, "That Julia only talks about one thing, Hollywood."
Yes, I know. She talked a lot, but we didn't discover much, did we? Said Mark in a disappointed voice.
I don't agree, answered Linda. I think we found out a lot of things.
Like what? Mark asked.
A mysterious sister, a maid who isn't experienced at serving tea and biscuits, a man dressed in business clothes but responsible for the gardens, and some secret stables.
Mark laughed. You're like Sherlock Holmes, Linda, he said.
But there's no evidence we can report to the police, Linda added. It's just a feeling we have, and the police are not interested in feelings. They didn't believe me about the body on the beach, and we can't go to them with what we have so far. We need more evidence than that.
You're right, Linda, said Mark.